Media on Sunday said it has conducted a strike drill for multiple launchers firing tactical guided weapons into its waters to the east, and a military drill that was supervised by Kim Jong-un on Saturday. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States has some knowledge of the missiles launched by the DPRK.
At no point was there ever any international boundary crossed. That is, they landed in the water east of North Korea and didn't present a threat to the United States or to South Korea or Japan. We know that they were relatively short range. And beyond that, we know they weren't intercontinental ballistic missiles either.
North Korean state media said the purpose of the drill was to test performance of large-caliber, long-range, multiple rocket launchers and tactical guided weapons by defense units. Taliban insurgents stormed a police headquarters Sunday in the capital of northern Baghlan province, and Afghan officials said an ongoing gun battle was still taking place. The attack began when a large explosion outside of the security headquarters took place. A government official said police had taken casualties but was unable to provide an exact figure. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the attack, saying a suicide bomber had used a Humvee packed with explosives. A Syrian military official says insurgents in the country's northwest are preparing for an attack on government-held areas. The comments on Sunday to state news agency Sana by an unnamed official came as the rebel-held Idlib province and nearby areas were witnessing the worst wave of violence since Russia and Turkey brokered a truce in September. Pro-government media and other insurgents shelled villages on the opposite side of the front line. Government troops and insurgents have been reinforcing positions. This is VOA News. Israel's security cabinet is vowing to keep up the military offensive against militant groups.